blue polyp cuboidal structures rigidly symmetrical arrayed in concentric rings. On the paths between the featureless walls, she could see other lamil moving about, all her heads craned forward. The memory ended. The lurch back into the conformity of the electronics lab was as abrupt as it was shocking. Ione put a hand on the bench to steady herself. Oskai Katsura and Parker Higgins were giving her an anxious look. Even Lairia's dark violet eyes were focused on her.
"That was astonishing," she managed to say.
The hot lamil jungle lurked around the fringes of sight like a vengeful daydream. "Those trees, she seemed to think of them as alive."
"Yes," Parker Higgins said. "It was obviously some kind of mating selection test or ritual. We know lamil females are capable of 5 reproductive cycles. It never occurred to anybody that they might be subject to artificial restraints. In fact, I find it amazing that a culture so sophisticated should still indulge in what was almost a pagan rite."
"I'm not sure it was pagan," Oskai Katsura said. "We have already identified a gene sequence similar to the Edenist affinity gene in the lamil genome. However, they are obviously far more Gaiaistic than Edenist humans. Their habitat, the space home, was virtually a part of the reproductive process. It certainly seemed to possess some kind of veto power."
"Like me and Tranquility," Ione said under her breath.
"Hardly. Give us another 5,000 years, and the birth of a new lord of ruin could easily become ritualized."
"You are entirely correct, Ione Saldana," Lairia said.
The Kyant continued speaking through her white wafer.
"I note considerable evidence to indicate the lamil mate selection process is based on scientific eugenics rather than primitive spiritualism. Suitability is considerably more than possession of desirable physical characteristics. Mental strength is obviously a prime requirement."
"Whatever, it opens up a fantastic window into their culture," Parker Higgins said. "We knew so little before this. To think that a mere 3 minutes could show us so much, the possibilities it reveals." He looked at the electronic stack almost in worship.
"Will there be any problem in translating the rest of it?" Ione asked Oskai Katsura.
"I don't see any. What you accessed was still pretty crude. The emotional analogues were only rough approximates. We'll tweak the programs, of course, but I doubt we could have direct parallels with a race that alien."
Ione stared at the electronic stack. "An oracle for a whole race. And possibly, just possibly, the secret was inside it. Why they did it." The more she thought about it, the more puzzling it became. The lamil were so vibrantly alive. What in God's name could ever make an entity like that commit suicide? She shivered slightly, then turned to Parker Higgins.
"Set up a priority budget for the electronics division," she said decisively. "I want all 8,000 hours translated as soon as possible. And the cultural analysis division is going to have to be expanded considerably. We've concentrated far too much on the technological and physical side of the lamil to date. That's going to have to change now."
Parker Higgins opened his mouth to protest.
"That wasn't a criticism, Parker," she said quickly. "The physical is all we have to go on so far. But now we have those sensory and emotional memories. We're entering a new phase. Extend invitations to whichever Xenox psychology experts you think will be of help. Offer endowment sabbaticals from their current tenures. I'll add a personal message to the invitations if you think my name will carry any weight with them."
"Yes, ma'am."
Parker Higgins appeared bemused by her speed.
"Lairia, I'd like you or one of your colleagues to assist with a cultural interpretation. I can see your viewpoints will be invaluable."
Lairia's arms rippled from root to tip. A kind laugh?
"It will be my pleasure to assist, Ione Saldana. One final thing. I want Tranquility to be the first to review the memories as and when they are translated."
"Yes,"
Oskai Katsura said uncertainly. "Sorry," Ione said with an earnest smile, But as Lord of Ruin, I retain the right to embargo weapons technology. The cultural experts might argue over the finer nuances of what we see for months at a time, but a weapon is pretty easy to spot. I don't want any particularly unsavory armaments released to the Confederation at large. And if it was an enemy's weapon that destroyed the Laemil habitats, I want to know, before I decide what to tell everybody.